The government shutdown has given some of America's most popular TV comedians new ammunition against one of their favorite targets, Republicans. In a YouTube clip posted by Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, the host pounces on Republican lawmaker Todd Rokita for opposing President Obama's health care law.
I just want to help the American people get by and through what is one of the most insidious laws ever created by man, and that is Obamacare.
Not just one of the most insidious laws ever created by America, which has Jim Crow and slavery on its resume of laws, but by man, putting Obamacare up with the Nuremberg laws, the Spanish Inquisition, and prima nocta, the medieval law where on your wedding night, the king gets to sleep with your wife.
In another video posted to YouTube, Comedy Central's Stephen Colbert of The Colbert Report sees irony in Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's criticism of the president.
Where is our commander-in-chief? Why isn't he on the phone right now calling the Senate and House leadership and telling them our nation is at risk because of the government shutdown?
Yes, why isn't the president telling Congress that shutting down the government is bad? And why won't he tell them the stove is hot? Boehner keeps burning his hand over and over again.
Conservatives are not the only ones being mocked.
Hey, welcome, everybody!
On a YouTube video of NBC's Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, host Fallon finds it hard to sympathize with the thousands of furloughed government employees.
But this is nice, actually. I saw that several bars in Washington, D.C. are offering discounts on drinks to federal workers affected by the government shutdown. Or as people who aren't federal workers put it, I'm a federal worker.
And in a YouTube clip of NBC's The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, the veteran comic points out that tourists have plenty of sights to see besides the monuments shut by the government.
Well, as you know, most of the tourist stuff is closed. Well, here's the story.
With the government shutdown, the impact is being felt far beyond the nation's capital, as zoos, libraries, and national parks are now closed. However, there are some alternatives to this shutdown. For example, with the closure of the National Zoo, you can still see dangerous animals at a Raider game. The Library of Congress will also be closed, but don't worry about it, nobody goes to libraries anyway. And for those of you hoping to get a glimpse of Joshua Tree National Park, you might want to reroute your trip and head for the Kardashian Bataku Forest.
Michael Lippin, VOA News, Washington.